This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. It's just amazing what's happening in our country. Facebook banned Zero Hedge. I tell you all the time, it's my favorite financial website in the world. I love it, I love it, I love it. I have not seen things there that are wrong or bad or evil. At CNBC, I see things that are wrong and bad and evil. At Bloomberg, I see things that are wrong and bad and evil. Lies, fraud. They protected Obama and Obamacare. They lied about everything. They lied about the stock market. It was up under Obama. You know why? Because the Federal Reserve dumped trillions of dollars on Wall Street and made the stocks go up. It was pure fraud. And they held interest rates to artificially low zero for the entire 8 years of the Obama administration. CNBC, Bloomberg, people like that didn't want to report that. But you got that every day at Zero Hedge. And they never reported the horrible economy and how bad it was. At Zero Hedge they did. So now Facebook banned Zero Hedge. Over the weekend, we were surprised to learn that some readers were prevented by Facebook when attempting to share Zero Hedge articles. Subsequently emerged that virtually every attempt to share or mention an article on Zero Hedge, including in private messages, would be actively blocked by the world's largest social network with the explanation the link you tried to visit goes against our community standards. They tell you the truth about the economy, and that means they have to be destroyed? We got to destroy Facebook. I mean, it's unbelievable. Got to blow it up. And I don't mean, obviously, I'm not talking about going to their headquarters and killing people. I'm talking about killing their business. You want to kill our businesses, then we have to kill your business. This is insane. It's a suicide pact. Do you realize that I never cared that half the people on Facebook were liberal? Many of them communists? Marxist? Socialist? I didn't care. They do their business. I do my business. And we all together built it. It was like an MLM. It was the greatest idea ever. It was like a multi-level marketing. Because multi-level marketing gets you to work all day long, and the more people you bring in, the richer you get. So you're getting people to work for you. And then you get 50 people to work for you, 100, 200, and the MLM gets thousands. And everybody wins. Everyone makes money all along the way. That's the theory. So Facebook almost made the same theory, except they didn't pay anybody. Wayne Root would write things 50 times a day on Facebook and Twitter and help them grow Facebook and Twitter and help people get more engaged and more traffic, which means you got richer and richer, Facebook and Twitter. And I didn't care that half the people doing that were liberal, half were conservative. They're brilliant. They got everybody on both sides to work all day to make them rich. We got nothing out of it. And we did it. And their reward was, screw you, you're a conservative, we're killing half our business. They're insane. They're suicidal. And we got to put them out of their misery. Amazing. It says here it's possible that Facebook simply decided to no longer allow its users to share our content, meaning this is Zero Hedge talking, in retaliation for our extensive coverage of what some have dubbed the platform's many problems, meaning Facebook's problems. They covered Facebook's problems, just like Big Pharma. You know, they come after you if you try and hurt the drug industry. Even if you tell the truth and talk about the people who die or are badly damaged for the rest of their lives. You can't report that. They'll cut you off the knees. They'll stop your advertising revenue. So this company, Zero Hedge, reported honestly about the chronic privacy violations of Facebook and the mass abandonment by younger users and its gross and ongoing misrepresentation of fake users and its systemic censorship of others and backdoor government cooperation. And that's just from the last few weeks. Articles at Zero Hedge. So they said, you know what? Let's screw Zero Hedge. Let's ruin them because they tell the truth. We can't allow truth. It's amazing. It's got a $500 billion market cap. This little twit, Zuckerberg, little commie twit from Harvard. And isn't it amazing? They're all commies. They want you to pay 90% taxes, but he is a god who gets rich like the guy who owns Amazon and Bill Gates and the guy from Apple. And they're all the same. They want to be rich and control the world while you are a little peon that works for them and gets taxed at 90% and regulated to death. And they get around them all with lobbyists and lawyers. It's a giant scam. And basically, it's what's always gone on in communist nations. The rich people at the top take and steal all the money of the entire country, rob it blind, and leave you with nothing, and you're a serf whose life is dependent on them. Great example, by the way, Venezuela. Are you aware of how rich the people at the top are? The guy who died, Hugo Chavez, his daughter is a billionaire. Can you imagine? He steered every government contract to his daughter, and she became a billionaire. These people are so rich at the top, and you're starving to death. And they tell you you have to be a good comrade and starve and sacrifice and be disciplined. You get nothing. Same with Castro. That SOB Castro. Do you understand he had 11 mansions all over the island of Cuba? And in every mansion was stashed like 10 young women? And he had sex with all of them? He had a concubine? He had a harem? He had like 30, 50, 100 women every year? And then he threw them out in the garbage, probably murdered them. And after he murdered them or made them drug addicts to turn them into hookers on a street corner in the middle of Havana because he wanted to get rid of them forever, then he took in new young girls. That's the way these guys are. This doesn't happen in America in a capitalist society. My God, Donald Trump had sex once 10 years ago, and they try and destroy you. There's no president of the United States having sex with harems of young girls. But it goes on in every communist country. They own 11 mansions, a fleet of exotic cars, a massive yacht worth $100 million. That's what Fidel Castro owned and owns. And girls in every home. Young girls he replaces every month and every year. While you starve to death on the streets of Cuba and Venezuela. Look at this new article. Speaking of the scams out there in the liberal media. How the Congressional Budget Office, the CBO, saved Obamacare with bogus forecasts. So it says here, this is from Investors Business Daily. How do you enact a massive new program and then keep it from being repealed after it fails? It's simple. Just pull the numbers out of thin air. That's basically what happened with Obamacare. When centrist Democrats were deciding whether to support Obamacare in 2010, the nonpartisan CBO, Congressional Budget Office, told them not to worry. The law would cut the deficit. It would bring 24 million people into the new Obamacare exchanges. Subsidy costs would be modest, and the number of uninsured would fall by more than half. Ah, what a dream world. What a wonderful fairy tale. It's like the Grinch who stole Christmas. And the Democrats, the centrist Democrats, all signed on. 7 years later, as centrist Republicans contemplated an Obamacare repeal and replace plan, the CBO warned that doing so would boost the number of uninsured by 22 million. That scared enough Republicans away to kill the bill. Turns out, all those forecasts were pure fraud. Obamacare boosted the deficit in its first 10 years. Only 8 million, not 24 million people enrolled in the Obamacare exchanges. The average cost of the subsidies is 11% higher, and the number uninsured 36% higher than the CBO projected. Had the CBO been better at predicting the future of health care, it's likely Democrats would have scaled back their plans while perhaps seeking Republican input. Now we learn the CBO wildly exaggerated the impact of the Republicans' repeal effort when it said 22 million people would lose coverage as a result. Almost all that lost was from repealing the individual mandate. Wildly inflated numbers. CBO said 7 million people would drop out of the individual insurance market. Another 4 million would lose employer coverage. 4 million would cancel their Medicaid, even though it's free, all in its first year. At the time, we argued the CBO had hugely inflated those numbers because it vastly overestimated the effectiveness of the individual mandate. Ironically, Republicans ended up repealing the individual mandate, but keeping the rest of Obamacare. So what happened? This week, the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services released its latest annual report on national health spending. Buried in a footnote was a stunning rebuke of the CBO forecasts. The report says the mandate repeal will result in only 1.5 million dropping out of the individual insurance market and 1 million from employer plans. The CMS says Medicare enrollment, meaning CMS, meaning Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, says Medicaid enrollment will be unaffected. In other words, the CBO is off by a factor of six. Those don't even rise to the good enough for government work level, but they were good enough to get Obamacare on the books and then to keep it there. The entire thing was a lie and a fraud perpetrated by the CBO, Congressional Budget Office. They just lie and they lie and they lie. That's what liberals do. That's what the media does. That's what government think tanks do in Washington, D.C. On the left, they lie and lie and lie. And here's an interesting article. People who could not and would not condemn anti-Semite Jew-hater Ilhan Omar attacked Tucker Carlson for comments he made on kids' radio show years ago. He was joking around at a kids' radio show. I mean, kids, not meaning little kids. Kids meaning a show aimed at young people. You know, 20-year-olds and 25-year-olds. A very sexual show. And he made some comments on that sexual show as a guy. And that was what he was supposed to do. And all of a sudden, everybody's after Tucker Carlson. They're out to get everybody at Fox News. Listen to what happened to Judge Jeanine over the weekend, a good friend of mine. Ilhan Omar thanks Fox News for strongly condemning Judge Jeanine on Sharia law. Fox News strongly condemned Judge Jeanine Pirro for asking viewers if Ilhan Omar's hijab means she follows Sharia law. You can't ask a question anymore. Judge Jeanine attacked anti-Semite Ilhan Omar and asked if her hijab means she's against the Constitution. She says hijabs usually mean you are a believer in a follower of Sharia law. Fox News issued an official statement on Sunday. We strongly condemn Jeanine Pirro's comments about Ilhan Omar. They do not reflect those of this network. We have addressed the matter with her directly. Wow. Sharia law denies freedom of speech, freedom of conscience, equality of rights of women, equality of rights of non-Muslims. Wearing a hijab is a sign of adherence to Sharia. So what did Judge Jeanine say that was wrong about Ilhan of Minnesota? She asked questions that need to be asked. Who said it? Robert Spencer of Jihad Watch. And of course, I'm sure they consider Robert Spencer of Jihad Watch a racist. Someone with Islamophobia. Could you tell the truth about Muslims and Islam and Sharia? Unbelievable. When we come back, we got so much to tell you about. I just can't get all the stories in. I can't fit them all in. And I talk fast. But the Democratic Party, now a party of socialists and communists. I'll fill you in when we get back. I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%. More than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen of Vegas. He's living the American dream. And he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron Beat the Police, City Hall, and Stage 4 Cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Quarry as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Quarry, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonQuarryAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
War now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. War. Radio show's called War Now. Direct from Wayne Manor. Ron Curry is the sponsor of this segment of the show. His new book's called Tenacity. And we're giving away some books. Get ready. Get your fingers ready. Get ready to dial. Phone number is 833-WAR-TALK. Our call in number, 833-WAR-TALK. 833-927-8255. If you want a copy of Tenacity, be the fifth caller right now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-927-8255. Fifth caller gets the book. My buddy Ron is so tenacious. He beat shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes, an entire city. Tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But he's now written a hot, best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. Nothing but the facts. The raw story of what it takes to make it. Tenacity. With the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron Beat the Police, City Hall, and Stage 4 Cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. The story's so good, famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Kill Bill and Reservoir Dogs and Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Quarry as a book, an ebook, or a Kindle. That's Quarry as in C-O-U-R-Y. Or get the audiobook read by Michael Madsen. Visit RonQuarryAuthor.com for more details. Go to Amazon to order Tenacity today. And right now we're giving away a Tenacity book. Ron Quarry's been kind enough to give us a few books to hand out to my listeners. So fifth caller right now gets the book at 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Free copy of the book, Tenacity, waiting for you. Caller number 5 gets a copy of the book free. It's a great book. Wayne Allen Root, War Now, is a fan of Ron Quarry and Tenacity. Mark it down. And now let's get on with our segment. a party of Marxists, even so-called moderate Democrats, and capitalists, a dirty word. Colorado governor, Democratic candidate for president, John Hickenlooper. And by the way, new polls are out. This guy's less than 1%. He's a joke. He ain't going anywhere. John Hickenlooper appeared on MSNBC's Morning Joe, where he repeatedly refused to embrace capitalism because the Democratic Party's fully Marxist. Howard Schultz, by the way, who I always thought was a liberal, an overwhelming liberal. I couldn't stand him. I boycotted Starbucks. I'd never go there again. Mr. Starbucks himself. And now he's running as an independent, and he sounds like a conservative. He's so harsh on the Democratic Party. He says, this is sweet, Howard Schultz, if even a successful businessman, an entrepreneur like Governor Hickenlooper, can't openly support capitalism in the Democratic primary, it's clear this is now Senator Bernie Sanders' party. Wow, Hickenlooper should be a poster child for American capitalism. He was laid off from his job as a geologist during the oil bust of the 1980s. He and his business partners turned an empty warehouse to a thriving brewery. It launched his political career, first as a problem-solving two-term mayor of Denver, then as a two-term governor of Colorado, now as a centrist candidate for the Democrat presidential nomination. Yet here he was in MSNBC's Morning Joe, squirming his seat as Joe Scarborough asked if he would call himself a proud capitalist. Hickenlooper protested the divisiveness of labels. He refused to reject the term socialism. He tried like a vegetarian who still wants his bacon to have it both ways. There are parts of socialism, parts of capitalism in everything. Wow. That's amazing. It's hard to believe none of these guys like capitalism. It's just amazing. And just as if on cue, we're talking about socialism. Ocasio-Cortez blames Reagan for racism in America at the annual South by Southwest conference in Austin. Unbelievable. Self-declared Democratic socialists criticized the treatment of minorities throughout American history, from FDR and FDR's New Deal, which he claimed was racist, to Ronald Reagan's policies, which he said pitted white working-class people against minorities in order to screw over all working-class Americans, particularly African-Americans and Hispanics. Wow. No proof Reagan ever pitted blacks against whites or that racial tension increased during his term in office. But Obama, on the other hand, inflamed race wars across America from Ferguson, Missouri to Baltimore, Maryland. We know that. Obama increased division in this country and racism in this country, hatred in this country. We know what Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib want. Here's a good story that sums it up. Somali Muslim mobs are beating locals and refusing to integrate into Maine. We're here to stay whether you like it or not. Doesn't that sound eerily like what Rashid Tlaib said at the CARE conference? We're here to stay whether you like it or not. America's now a Muslim country. We're here. We do what we want. Screw you. Sounds pretty eerie to me. This is all going on in Lewiston, Maine. A town where Somali mobs are taking a beating and harassing Maine citizens in Kennedy Park. And what's amazing is the defiance of the Somalis who spoke. So let's hear about it when we get back. Wayne Allyn, War Now.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. finally something that Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and President Trump agree upon, and that's the impeachment of the president. Speaking on Capitol Hill, the California Democrat says she believes impeachment is divisive and does not think Congress should go down that path. The White House came out with their annual budget blueprint that has been sent to Congress. The $4.7 trillion budget proposal makes deep cuts in domestic spending while continuing to boost the Pentagon's budget. Acting White House Budget Chief Russell Vogt says Washington has a pretty big spending problem.
This budget is yet another fiscally responsible and common sense spending plan from President Trump. The president has continually called for fiscal restraint and will persist in his efforts to end the wasteful spending.
And your final numbers at the closing bell. The Dow gained 201 points to close at 25,650. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now, please. Don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
Hey, War. Wayne Allen Root, Cenogenics, the sponsor of this segment of the show. Cenogenics made Wayne Root great again. I'd like to recommend Cenogenics to all of you to make you great again. They can make anybody great again. If your name's JP, if your name's Bill, if your name's John, if your name's Mary. JP, we love you, and we want you to be healthy. My friend JP had a health episode a couple weeks back. He's feeling so much better, thank God. But Cenogenics is a way for everybody and anybody to get healthy. I'm living proof that 99% of males over the age of 50 are in big trouble but don't know it. I didn't think there was anything wrong with me. I went in for my tests, and I mean extensive, comprehensive tests like I've never had in my life. The kind of tests you get only generally when you're very sick. You know, if you're dying of heart disease and you need a heart transplant, if you're dying of cancer, by the time they see you, they put you through tests like this, like a battery of all-day tests. First time that anybody's ever done this to me was Cenogenics. And I took the test and found out a bunch of things were wrong, just barely beginning, starting in my life. But if they'd gone on unchecked, it would have been a disaster. And I got them all checked, and I got them fixed. Thank you, Cenogenics. Give them a call at 888-YOUNGER. They have clinics all over the United States. Main clinic right here in Vegas. If you happen to live in Vegas, you know, my show is exploding. I got to mention something. In the last couple of days, over this weekend, I went to like 8 different places. I went to like Lowe's. I went to Home Depot. I went to a supermarket. I went to a Neiman Marcus and Saks Fifth Avenue and Macy's for some shopping. I went to my P.O. Box store. Everywhere I went, people like tackled me. Oh, my God, Wayne Root. Oh, my God, you're Wayne Root. Oh, my. I walked into Lowe's. Oh, my God, it's Wayne Root. Everywhere I go now, it's the most incredible thing you've ever seen. It's like being a conservative rock star. And so you want to look good at all times, and Cenogenics has made me look good. Most of those people said, I listen to your show, I hear you talk about Cenogenics. Wow, you really do look good. Cenogenics did a great job for me. So give them a call, 888-YOUNGER. 888-YOUNGER. Everybody can see it. I look 15 years younger. Lost some weight, gained some muscle, face nice and thin, hair thick, 888-YOUNGER. And they'll do the same thing for you. And you just get, you know, lucky enough if you happen to live in Vegas that their main headquarters are in Vegas. Even though they have clinics all over North America and all over the United States, their main largest clinic is right here in Vegas. So you don't have to fly in. You don't have to spend money on a vacation. It's right here. 888-YOUNGER or go to Cenogenics.com, C-E-N-E-Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S.com. All right, our guest is here, Molly Prince, politics reporter for the Daily Caller. I love the Daily Caller. That's Tucker Carlson's was the original founder of the Daily Caller. I'm a friend of Tucker's, and I think he's great. His show is on opposite mine on Newsmax, but we are very friendly competitors. I email him all the time. Molly Prince, how are you? Wayne Root?
Good. How are you doing? Thanks for inviting me.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. Big fan of Daily Caller. I look at it every day. You know, I have to come up with all my headlines for this show. So I've got my few pet sites, and Daily Caller is one of them. You always have good stuff there, and I'm a big fan of Tucker Carlson. So good job.
I'm a big fan of Tucker as well.
All right, so let's talk about some of the big news stories trending at Daily Caller. I see New York Times reports on an AIPAC activist who turns out not to be associated with AIPAC, and yet Ocasio-Cortez still used it to fundraise. Tell us what happened. What's the backstory?
Yeah, so I'm sure everyone heard about Ilhan Omar's tweet. I think it was in February that kind of went viral because at the time, she claimed that Republican support for Israel is bought by the pro-Israel lobby and specifically mentioned AIPAC, which is the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. And that got massive attention. She got shellacked from both sides of the aisle. Democratic leadership condemned her. The White House condemned her. She kind of came out and apologized for offending people, but not for the sentiment. But Ocasio-Cortez at the time praised her and said she was brave, she was courageous for doing it.
And Molly, by the way, I as a conservative could never get away with the apology that she made. It was a pathetic apology. You know, if I said something racist, it would have been like Wayne Root saying something terrible about black people and they demand my apology. And I'd say, okay, I apologize. I really mean it. But black people still are bad people. I mean, if you said you'd be destroyed. My career would be over. She didn't really apologize. She said, you know, oh, I apologize, but, you know, the country and the Congress is still being bought by Jews. That's basically what she said by AIPAC and the Jewish people.
She did. Yeah, she did. And that might be why this most recent time where she said something anti-Semitic, she didn't even bother with an apology.
Right. She knows Democrats have her back.
They do. So about a week ago, in the beginning of March, the New York Times ran an article. It was titled, Ilhan Omar's Criticism Raises the Question Is AIPAC Too Powerful? And it kind of went into what AIPAC did a little bit, and it talked about AIPAC's influence, you know, specifically regarding Ilhan Omar's tweeting. And they used this man, Stephen Fisk, as kind of the one source in AIPAC, and used his quote. So they didn't talk to anyone else in the organization. And a couple days later, Ocasio-Cortez sent out a fundraising email, and basically the email said that AIPAC is going after her for daring to question foreign policy and questioning the influence of money in politics. You know, not really talking about the issue itself. And then the Times of Israel wrote a piece on Friday that was saying, well, this guy, Stephen Fisk, who they talked about and was, you know, the one source, he actually doesn't work with AIPAC. He hasn't been a member for 4 or 5 years. He has no affiliation with it. And AIPAC isn't even a PAC. They don't even,
no, they're not a PAC. They don't donate directly to candidates. That's correct.
They don't.
You know what bothered me the most, Molly, about the whole thing is the hypocrisy. In other words, if she wanted to say that it's bad that groups like AIPAC contribute money, even though I understand now they don't, so it was really a stupid statement, but let's say they did. If she wanted to say that, I'd have no problem with that because I don't like the money in politics either. I think the unions and I think the environmental groups, you know, but all she did was single out people on the conservative side. She singled out AIPAC. If you want to call that conservative, I don't know if it is, but liberals hate Israel at this point, so I guess they think it's conservative. And then she pointed out NRA, and then she pointed out oil and gas PACs. She didn't mention that she got a ton of money, I think it was $60,000, from AIPAC. So, excuse me, I said AIPAC. I meant CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations. So if I take money from AIPAC, I'm a bad guy. But if she takes money from CARE and then supports Muslim causes, I'm the bad guy and she's the good guy. Don't you find that hilarious?
Well, it's funny because Ilhan Omar was the biggest, she received the most money from CARE out of any other candidate in the previous 2018 election cycle. But only a couple of days after she said that tweet in February, her and Rashida Tlaib, who is another freshman Democrat, the two, Omar and Tlaib together, are the first and only two Muslim American women in Congress right now. They both announced that they would be speaking at CARE fundraisers and raising money for the organization.
Right, which is an unindicted co-conspirator for terrorism, by the way. I mean, it's just incredible, right? The U.S. government ruled that, that they're an unindicted co-conspirator for terrorism. And Chuck Schumer, in better days, when it wasn't really a Democrat versus conservative topic, of, whether we support radical Islam. Everybody hated radical Islam a while back, but now the Democratic Party seems to be cozying up to it. Schumer in those days said that AIPAC is a front for Hamas. And I've said repeatedly that this woman looks like Hamas runs the United States Congress now. That's what it looks like with these two in charge, you know, Tlaib and Omar. It looks like we got Hamas in our United States Congress.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, CARE definitely has strong ties to Hamas and the Muslim Brotherhood and the United Arab Emirates. Even named them a terrorist organization. The same time that they named Al Qaeda and ISIS a terrorist organization in 2014.
Amazing. All right, let's move on to other stories because really the biggest news story of the day. I happen to be Jewish, so that was kind of an important news story to me. But the biggest one of the day, really, without any question, is that Pelosi came out and said, "We're not going to impeach Trump. He's not worth it." And translation to me, Molly Prince, let's see what you think. And Daily Caller thinks, but the translation for me is, they got nothing. They can't impeach him. They have nothing. She's finally starting to understand that the whole thing was a fraud and a scam, and they got nothing. So they can't impeach him, so she's trying to make it look good by saying, oh, I don't want to impeach him. It would be bad for the nation.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's saying that Pelosi must know what's in the Mueller report if she's going to say this.
Right. Of course.
You know, no one knows what's in it at this point, but I feel like if there was something, you would know, and I can't imagine that Pelosi, as smart of a woman that she is, would say that she would never impeach, you know, and leave the door totally closed. The Mueller report came back with something.
And then, of course, rip him while she says it, because he's not worth it. That's the reason. Not because you don't have anything. There's no evidence. He's not worth it, as if, like, he's dog manure. I'd step on his face. I mean, just unbelievable how vicious and cruel and vile these Democrats are. Here's a good one. Venezuelan expatriate shreds Ocasio-Cortez for promoting socialism. Tell us the backstory of that one, Molly Prince, politics reporter for the Daily Caller. And, of course, the website is dailycaller.com. We're going over the top stories trending at dailycaller.com. So what's the backstory about Ocasio-Cortez and the Venezuelan expatriate?
So another reporter, our video reporter, Stephanie Hamill, actually talked to an expatriate whose family fled Venezuela in 2016. His name was Daniel DiMartino. He basically gave his story. He said that he lived there. The communist regime came in and started in 1999. I think Chavez was elected in 1998.
Yes, correct.
And started in 1999.
Yep.
And he said at the time, you know, his family, it was upper middle class. They were earning, I think it was a couple $1,000s a month, and corruption was, you know, what it is in Latin American countries, and there was some inflation, but it was nothing like it is today. He said his family ended up leaving in 2016 and 2017, and when they left, they were making only $2 a day. And he gave, you know, a harsh warning that sanctions aren't enough. Most of the money that Maduro gets is coming from cocaine traffickers. So you really need to use some force, whether it's the U.S. or whether it's Colombia, that needs to come in and you know, save the country.
Yeah, Democrats want us to become Venezuelan. That much is clear. Ocasio-Cortez would feel right at home. All right, Molly Prince, politics reporter for the Daily Caller. Thanks for coming on, Molly.
Thank you.
Top stories trending at dailycaller.com, one of my favorite websites. We shall return. War now. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
War now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Then he stole the phone.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
Wayne Allyn Root. Conor McGregor, right around St. Patty's Day, Conor McGregor in trouble again, arrested for smashing and stealing a fan's phone in Miami. Just in this news, UFC star Conor McGregor arrested in Miami, outside a hotel in Miami Beach, 30 years old, booked in Miami-Dade Correctional Facility, charged with strong-arm robbery, criminal mischief. And basically what happened is a fan came up to him and took a picture, like that's a sin. I mean, give me a break. I just told you I spent the entire weekend everywhere I went, people stopped me, everywhere. It was just amazing how many people knew me. And every one of them was like, oh, I'm so honored to meet you. And, oh, my God, you're my, I'm your biggest fan. Oh, my God, you're my husband. And I'm just so nice to people when they do that because I know it's, it could be the only interaction I'll ever have in my life with them or maybe one of the few. Maybe they'll meet me twice in my life. And they'll go back and tell their husband or go back and tell their friends, what a jerk Wayne Root is if you're not nice. So I am just like the nicest guy in the world when I meet fans because I want them to have a nice experience and to always say I met Wayne Root and he was a good guy. And I want to go back and tell their family I met Wayne Root, he's a good guy. That's a very important thing to me. I don't understand why you'd be unhappy that someone snaps a picture of you. Everywhere I go, people say, oh, would it be okay if I took a picture? And, all right, all right. So here it says, police said the fan tried to take a picture of McGregor. And Colin McGregor slapped the phone out of his hand, knocking it to the floor. Then he stomped on the phone several times, damaging it. And then he picked it up, put it in his pocket, and walked away with it. Now, he's probably drunk. That's the difference. I've never drank a bit of booze in my life. That's a true story. I've never been drunk in my life, never drank a glass of booze in my life. I've sipped it a few times, hated the taste, and in general hated the way people acted on booze, like Conor McGregor. Here's a good example. I just didn't want to be the people I met who drank too much. They all made fools of themselves and did terrible things and had bad attitudes, and it brought out the worst of their personalities, and I just decided I would never drink. And so I sipped wine a few times. I sipped a drink or two, like a screwdriver. I remember once I tried, I didn't like the taste. And that was it. I never drank again. I've never drank a full glass of alcohol in my entire life. And I'm glad I didn't, because I don't want to act like Conor McGregor. Wow. Liberty HealthShare. Although it doesn't matter, I guess I should say he probably ruined his career this time because UFC is going to have to ban him for a year or something, right? It's the second major incident. But the reality is, does it matter? He's probably got $200 million in the bank, so it just doesn't even matter. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Speaking of health, and speaking of treating your body right and not drinking, if you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution. That solution is Liberty HealthShare. There are no networks. You choose your doctor and hospital. I did it. I did it. I'm a living example of this thing. When I got my kidney stones last month, or actually it was this month that I dealt with it, but I started to get them in February, and literally I chose my doctor and I chose my hospital. And that was it. Liberty called them and negotiated the deal. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. I'm a member. My children are members. My third year now. I saved $18,000 a year for all 3 years. So I've saved $54,000 by the time this year is up. Anybody out there need an extra $54,000? And they reimbursed me $2,000 out of $2,500 for a dental bill for my son. And I had three doctor visits in December, and all three doctors took Liberty, and they all said no fee at all. You're not doing a thing. You know, they said, go in the office. When you come out, we'll charge you your copay. I came out, and they said, no fee. I said, what? What do you mean, no fee? No fee. They're considered three wellness visits. So I paid for nothing in doctors in 2018. It starts at $107 a month for a single, $449 a month for a family. And the first time I was in big trouble, it came through for me. I have kidney stone surgery a couple weeks ago. And they took care of it. The only thing I owed was the deductible. And, you know, there's no miracles in life. I'm not saying I didn't pay. I'm saying I had a $2,500 deductible, and I had to pay the entire $2,500 deductible, and there's no other bill to me. But there's no such thing as free health care. You know, I'm saving $18,000 a year, and I pay $2,500 deductible. But I didn't pay for a $15,000 operation. I paid $2,500. That's amazing. It's better than anything Aetna ever did for me in my lifetime, and I paid $2,000 a month for Aetna. Call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, or go to lightyourliberty.com, lightyourliberty.com. Thanks for sponsoring the show. New report out, Donald Trump says he'd win 98% of the vote if he ran in Israel for president. He discussed his popularity in Israel at a Republican National Convention Republican National Convention, RNC, Donors Convention, at Mar-a-Lago Resort in Palm Beach, Florida. Trump said he could run to be Prime Minister of Israel. He'd be at 98% in the polls, according to three sources who were there. This is where they take things seriously and they make a big deal of it. That's the way I talk. If you ever went to a Wainwright speech and you just grabbed a line here or a line there, you'd make me out to be like the second coming of Idi Amin. I'm a terrible person. I'm horrible. I make a joke. I say something flippantly. I'm a wise ass from New York. And I give a great speech, and I get standing ovations wherever I go. I don't think I've given a speech where I didn't get a rousing standing ovation, like 3 minutes long. And people afterward wanting photos and autographs and signing books. And they all say, oh, my God, you're great. Oh, my God, you're great. They'd be shocked to go home and see the media grabbed one line and made me look silly. Trump is semi-kidding around. He's just being a little bit of a wise ass. But he's also being serious, because guess what? In Israel, his approval rating is damn close to 98%. He's the most beloved president, American president, in the history of Israel. Trump also told donors he didn't understand how any Jew could vote for a Democrat. He's reading my columns again. I sent it to him over the weekend. And I agree with him totally. Anyway, why would any Jew ever vote Democrat? I don't understand. It makes no sense. Has any Jew ever fared well with big government? Is government nice to you? Has any Jew ever fared well with socialism? They're the first people you go kill when you have a socialist dictator. Is the Jews. How could you be that stupid and self-hating and suicidal? Newsmax TV, next.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.